Hingamispäivä.
Hingama.
Hingama
is to breathe and päiv is day. So it's a day of breathing.
Breathing day. Amazing.
Se on päivä, kun me hingamme.
Okay, great. We say hyvää sapattia in Finnish. Can you repeat that with me?
Hyvää sapattia.
Hyvää sapattia. 1, 2, 3. Hyvää sapattia.
And siis suomenkielessä.
Yes. Okay, good to be here.
Niin todella ensin olla.
My name is Mikael.
Minun nimi on Mikael.
And I'm half Finnish and half Filipino.
Ja mä olen puol suomalainen ja puol filippiiniltä.
And I'm half pastor and half youth worker, I guess.
Ja mä olen puolelti pastor ja nuortejuht.
And it is my privilege to be in Estonia speaking for the young people for the second time.
Ma olen nii tänulik siin Eestis olla ja juba teist korda siin rääkida.
And also in the city of Tartu for the second time in my life.
Ja see on ka minu teine kord Tartus.
We were actually here with my brother last year when we were going to Latvia.
Me olime siin oma minu vennaga eelmine aasta, kui olime teel Lätti.
It's a nice town.
See on väga ilus linn.
I like particularly those old church ruins, you know, like the brick ones, yeah.
Mulle väga meeldivad need vanade kirikute varemed.
Amazing place.
Väga imeline koht.
Thank you for inviting me.
Aitäh mind kutsumast.
Yes, aitäh, right? Aitäh.
Aitäh.
Aitäh, aitäh. Now, I'm going to do a little advertisement here in the beginning.
Ma natuke reklaamin.
Before we go into the actual sermon topic.
Enne kui lähme jutluse juurde.
It's going to be about Arise Finland. How many knows what is Arise?
Kui paljud teavad, mis on Arise Soome?
Okay. So, Arise is a Bible school.
Arise on biiblikool.
Oi, what's happening? And it's located, well, actually it started from the United States.
Se algas Ühendkuningriikides, Inglismaal.
About 20 years ago.
Umbes 20 aastat tagasi.
And then it's been running another campus in Australia for about 10 years.
Ja nüüd juba 10 aastat on ka üks olnud Austraalias.
And now the third year is starting in Finland.
Ja nüüd kolmandal aastal me alustasime ka Soomes. Kolmandat aastat juba Soomes.
It's a 13-week program. 13-week program.
See on kolmeteistnädalane programm.
And it is an amazing program. I went through that myself in Australia.
See on väga imeline programm. Ma käisin seal Austraalias.
It's really focusing on the narrative of the Bible.
See väga keskendub piibli narratiivile.
And how we can get an overarching idea of what the storyline is about.
Ja me saame nagu väga hea ülevaate terves piibli loost.
And then how can we see biblical story as a coherent entity?
Ja kuidas piiblilood on omavahel seotud?
So everything connects to one another.
Nii et kõik on omavahel seotud.
It's not just random facts, you know, floating in the air, but everything's connected.
Et need ei ole lihtsalt suvalised üksikud lood, vaid on kõik omavahel seotud.
And then very, very heavy focus on the character of God and how we can see God's love everywhere in the scripture.
Ja väga suur rõhk on Jumala iseloomul ja kuidas me näeme tema armastust iseloomu läbi nende lugude.
And then of course a lot of student testimonies.
Ja muidugi palju õpilaste tunnistusi, kogemusi.
Most students are usually between their 20s and maybe early 30s.
Paljud õpilased on umbes 20-aastased või 30-ndates.
So it's a very unique community where you can experience God through people and through the Bible.
See on väga erine keskkond, kus kogeda Jumalat ja piiblit ja kogu seda atmosfääri.
We have someone here who has actually done the program already.
Meil on siin keegi, kes on juba seal käinud.
Maybe. Yes, right there.
Yes. Meil on üks Araisi lõpetaja siin isiklikult.
And there's another one who is doing it this year.
Ja siin on üks, kes läheb see aasta.
And right there another one.
Ja seal veel üks.
And right there another one, right?
Ja seal veel üks.
Cool. So, you know, some of you know about the program already, of course.
Keda teiselt juba tunnete.
And you can ask more experiences as more people go through it.
Ja te võite neilt küsida kogemusi.
But I want to give you a warm invitation just to maybe consider it if you're thinking about a gap year, maybe not this autumn, but the next one, for example.
Nii, ma tahan teid julgustada, et kui te võtate näiteks vaheaasta või äkki aasta pärast, et väga julgustan minna.
I have been there as a part of the core team for a couple of years now.
Ma olen seal nüüd olnud...
Been part of the core team for a couple of years.
Ma olen olnud osa sellest põhitiimist nüüd tükk aega.
And little by little, you know, I'm teaching also a little bit more there as well.
Ja ma olen ka nüüd vaikselt seal õpetamas.
But mostly it's David Ashwick and Ty Gibson.
Põhiliselt seal on David Ashwick ja Ty Gibson.
And then the guys, amazing Australian guys that are running this program.
Ja kaks väga imelist Austraalia meest.
Braden Enterman and Levi Johnson, good friends of mine. I can highly recommend their teachings.
Ma väga soovitan nende õpetusi.
So again, if you are Thinking about a gap year.
Nii, kui sa mõtled vaha aasta peale,
thinking about locking in with God.
Mõeldes, et ta tahaksid keskenduda Jumalale.
Putting some time apart maybe to think about your life paths and your calling.
Võib-olla soovite võtta aja maha, et tõesti mõelda oma tuleviku peale.
We are one ship right away.
Siis me oleme tõesti ühe laevasõidu kaugusel.
Not even an expensive ship ride.
Isegi mitte väga kalli.
And if you're lucky, you can play bingo on the way. No, I'm joking.
Ja sa saad isegi ping-pongi mängida, teel sinna.
Who admits, who has ever played bingo on one of those ships, you know?
Oh, bingo kondust. Kes on kunagi laeva bingo
mängida? No one dares, but I know all of you didn't, I'm joking.
Ma tean, et te kõik olete teinud seda.
No, that's a side point. So, I'm giving you a warm invitation to come and, you know, see it also, just, you know, in like visiting sense.
Ja ma soovitan väga soojalt ka tulla külla, mitte kohe õppima, aga külla.
So Arise is also opening opportunities for like 1 or 2 weeks or just a couple of days if you want to go and sit in the classroom and just kind of experience it for yourself.
Nii et Arise on avatud võtma vastu külalisi kas nädalaks või paariks nädalavahetuseks, so, et näha, kuidas seal õppe käib.
So if you're not sure, you can go and just check it out.
Et sa võid lihtsalt minna külla ja vaata ise üle.
You can even go for like an entire module of teaching, you know. For example, I don't know, Book of Daniel. You can sit there for a week.
Sa võid sinna minna terveks nädalaks ja õppida ühe kindla raamatu kohta, näiteks Taani raamatu.
And then, you know, you can go next autumn, for example.
Ja siis minna järgmine august ka.
But if you have any questions regarding Arise, please come and ask from me.
Kui sul on mingid küsimusi, palun tule küsi Mikaelilt.
I'm happy to help and get you in touch with all the organizers and answer any questions you have in your mind.
Ma rõõmuga aitan ja vastan kõikidele küsimustele.
I'm not going to play an advertisement video now because I think we played it already like a year ago.
Ma ei hakka praegu seda reklaamvideot näitama.
But again, feel free to ask questions if you feel like that.
Tunnen ennast vabalt, et küsida küsimusi.
Then, let us pray.
Nii et palvetame.
Dear Heavenly Father,
kallis Jumal,
thank you for this day of breathing.
Aitäh selle päeva eest, kus me saame hingata.
Day of rest.
Puhata.
And thank you that your Holy Spirit breathes the life of God into us.
Ja et püha vaim, sinu vaim, juhataks meid siin.
The Bible says that we can't do these things in our own might or in our own power.
Piibel räägib, et me ei saa kõike teha enda võimust.
But everything happens because of the influence of your spirit.
Oid kõik sünnib läbi sinu vaimu ligiolu.
So we pray in the name of Jesus that you will fill us with your presence.
Nii me Jeesuse nime läbi palume, et me tunneksime sinu ligiolu ja täidaksid meid.
Open our hearts.
Avaksid meie südamed.
Draw us close to you.
Tooksid meid endale lähemale.
Build our lives on a strong rock foundation.
Ja ehitaksid meie elu sellele kindlale vundamendile.
And as you build our lives,
ja kui sa ehitad meie elu,
help us to build also your church.
Aita meil ka ehitada sinu kirikut.
So that people might see,
et inimesed näeksid
your goodness,
sinu headust,
reflected through the people who know you deeply.
Mis peegeldab läbi inimeste, kes tunnevad sind sügavalt.
I pray that your word can speak to us today in the name of Jesus.
Ma palun, et sinu sõna puudutaks meid Jeesu nimel.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, one more thing before we go into the topic.
Veel üks asi enne teemat.
I realize that in events, one of the best things is to talk one-on-one.
Üritustel on kõige parem rääkida üks-ühele.
But you know what the problem is with youth events?
Aga tead, mis on noorte ürituste probleem?
You don't get to talk with everyone.
Sa ei saa kõigiga rääkida.
So then I have been wondering, you know, like some people have, you know, confessed to me that it's, you know, they would like to talk with me, but they don't know how to approach me.
Nii et mõned on öelnud, et nad tahaksid väga minuga rääkida, aga ei tea, kuidas võibolla läheneda.
So 3 weeks ago in Hungary I tried something new.
Nii et 3 nädalat tagasi Ungaris ma proovisin midagi uut.
You can DM me in Instagram.
Sa võid mulle Instagrami kirjutada
isiklikult. And be like, hey, I want to talk.
Et hei, ma tahan rääkida.
I would like to pray.
Ma tahan palvetada.
And if you have time during this weekend, can we just have a little moment?
Et kui sul on aega sel nädalal, kas me saaks mingi väikse hetke?
I promise I read all the messages and I respond.
Ma luban, ma vaatan kõiki sõnumeid ja vastan.
And in Hungary this was revolutionary.
Ja Ungaris see oli revolutsioon.
At least to me.
Et mulle.
Because I got to speak with some people that I feel like we probably otherwise would have not talked.
Nii ma, sest ma sain rääkida inimestega, kellega ma muud moodi ei oleks võibolla saanud.
I can consider WhatsApp as an option as well. I can.
WhatsApp on ka valikus.
But I really prefer not to.
Aga ma eelistaks mitte.
Because my WhatsApp is crazy like a hurricane.
Sest mu WhatsApp on juba väga, väga pundistais
asju. So I would prefer to have all information in this one place, you know.
Ja ma eelistaks Instagrami.
But yeah, if you want to talk one-on-one, talk about life, you know, whatever.
Kui sa tahad milleski rääkida elust, ükskõik.
I like to speak from here, of course.
Mulle meeldib muidugi siin rääkida.
But I think like the most amazing moments are when we are sharing the unity, you know, together and praying and talking.
Et tore on küll siit rääkida, aga parem on ka nagu väliselt üksedega rääkida.
So that is just an invitation.
Nii et see on kutse, üles kutse.
But if you already know, you can just be, hey bro, let's talk.
Nii et võtke ühendust ja öelge, et hei, räägime.
Yeah, I think you got the point, right? So let's move forward.
Lähme edasi.
Cool. Let's recap a little bit.
Vaatame üle, mis eile tegime.
For those who are joining to church today or maybe coming for the first time today.
Inimesed, kes tulid alles täna siia üritusele.
We're going to cover some points that we covered on a more general way yesterday.
Siis vaatame üle, mis me eile tegime.
But we're going to do this really quickly.
Aga väga kiiresti.
Then we're going to cover a few points that you did with the Bible studies, hopefully.
Siis me räägime, millest me rääkisime piiritunnis.
And then we're going to launch with some new content.
Ja siis lisame uut infot.
So to summarize yesterday.
Võtta kokku eile päev.
I kind of changed the way, I guess, how I was phrasing, but here is the point.
Ma natukene sõnastasin ümber, aga siin on need mõtted.
So Book of Haggai is teaching us that wrong order of priorities will lead into an experience of lacking.
Nii et Haggai raamatus räägitakse, et vale prioriteetide järjekord viib, et sa koged puudust.
So when we live, you know, putting God into the second or third or fourth place in our lives,
et kui me jätame kiriku kolmandaks neljandaks prioriteediks,
it's kind of like trying to fill up a water bottle that has a hole.
See on just nagu sa üritad täita veepudelit, millel on auk sees.
Then the Book of Haggai gives us an invitation.
Siis teiseks tasutab.
We are called to realign ourselves with the will of God.
Et me oleme kutsutud, et me oleksime Jumala tahtega kooskõlas.
AKA, this means that we are called to continue rebuilding.
Ehk siis me jätkuvalt taas ehitaksime.
And then thirdly.
Ja kolmandaks.
God promised that he will be with us.
Jumal lubab, et ta on meiega.
As we do the rebuilding.
Kui me teeme seda taas ehitamist.
And then because of that.
Ja selle tõttu.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nime läbi.
The Church of Europe will not die.
Euroopa kirikud ei sure.
And neither will the church in Estonia.
Ja ka Eesti oma.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Aitäh.
You know, Finns never do the amens, but sometimes I'm trying to force them.
Soomlased kunagi ei ütle amen, aga ma üritan neid panna ütlema.
Okay, then from the Bible studies.
Nii, piibligruppidest.
So then God promised in the second chapter of Haggai.
Teises Haggai peatükis.
That the glory of the future temple that they were rebuilding would be greater than the previous one.
Et see tuleviku kogudus, mida nad ehitavad, saab olema suurem kui see, mis oli varem.
Even though the beginning was really humble.
Isegi algus oli väga tagasihoidlik.
He promised that in the future.
Ta lubas, et tulevikus.
The success will be greater.
See edukus on suurem.
Then.
Siis.
He still, you know, kind of told them that this blessing is not because they were spiritually somehow excellent.
Et ta ütles, et see õnnistus ei tule sellepärast, et nad on vaimulikult suurepärased.
Verses 10 to 14.
10-14.
Was this symbolic expression about ritual purity?
Mis räägib sellest rituaalsest puhtusest?
Sounded a little bit complicated, but had a very simple point.
Keegi ütles, et seal on väga lihtne tõde.
Which was?
Mis on?
Everything you touch?
Kõik, mida sa puutud?
Becomes dirty.
Saab mustaks.
And if God's clean things touch you,
ja kui,
it doesn't kind of purify you instantly.
Ja kui Jumal, kes on püha ja puhas, puudutab sind, see ei tee sind koheselt
puhtaks. So even though God is going to bless them,
ise kui Jumal tahab neid õnniseda,
it's not because they are so amazing.
Ei ole sellepärast, et on nii suurepärased.
And then God would bless them, towards the end of the chapter, he promised he's going to bless them,
siis Jumal õnnistab neid,
despite of their incompleteness.
Hoolimata nende ebatäiuslikkusest.
This is really good news for us people.
See on väga hea uudis.
Because I've experienced so many times in my life,
sest ma olen kogenud nii palju kordi oma elus, mida Jumal saab teha läbi minu.
He often does despite of me and still kind of through me.
Kõik, mida ta teeb minu kaudu, on tavaliselt ka hoolimata, kes ma olen.
So the church will be incomplete, God's people will be incomplete.
Nii et kirik ja inimesed on ebatäiuslikud.
Severely flawed sometimes.
Väga vigased.
But God is still blessed. That
aga Jumal ikka õnnistab neid.
And then
ja siis?
The climax kind of what the Bible study that the work would be completed because of God's faithfulness to his covenant.
Ja see saab teoks, sest Jumal on ustav.
Again, not because we are so amazing.
Mitte, sest me oleme nii imelised.
But because God is faithful to what he has promised.
Sest et Jumal on ustav sellele, mida ta on meile lubanud.
And he's going to find a way to work his plan through even though we might sometimes stand on the way of it.
Nii et Jumal leiab viisi, et oma plaanid ellu viia hoolimata, mida meie teeme võib-olla teel.
Yesterday we were also kind of talking about how church is not completed yet. You know, it's a building process that is still incomplete.
Eile ma rääksime, et kirik ei ole veel täiuslik, see on alles protsessis.
And all of this is so good news for us and so relatable.
Ja see on niivõrd hea uudis meile ja niivõrd saame sellega seostuda.
Because the Bible doesn't give us just examples of like how amazing people did amazing things.
Sest Biibel ei räägi sellest, kuidas inimesed olid nii imelised ja siis tegid imelise asju.
It shows us how people who were actually quite messed up.
Ta näitab, et inimesed, kes olid suht sassis omadega.
We're still able to be somehow like utilized in God's plan.
Olid siiski kuidagi kasutatud Jumala poolt.
And so, again, if not through us,
nii et kui mitte läbi meie,
then maybe despite of us,
siis võib olla hoolimata läbi meie.
But not in a way meie. That we are kicked out from the plan.
Nii et me ei ole plaanist välja visatud.
Then there was like the last verses from 20 to 23.
20 kuni 23 salmid.
About Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabelist.
It's such a difficult name to pronounce in Finnish, by the way. Actually in any language, to be
see,
honest.
On väga raske hääldada.
Zerubbabel. Everybody says Zerubbabel. 1, 2, 3.
Zerubbabel.
See?
Yes.
So, yeah, there was a promise regarding him, and he's a little bit random character in the Bible, and you might be thinking, like, why would we spend any time on discussing this? But I hope that the Bible will blow your mind.
Aga ma loodan, et see Biibel üllatab sind.
Part 1, new branch, new chapter. Let's read.
Uus haru, uus peatükk.
So this is what you were reading.
Et see on see, mida me lugesime.
Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I am going to shake the heavens and the earth.
Räägi Zerubbabeliga, Juuda maavalitsejaga ja ütle, mina panen värisema taeva ja maa.
I will overturn royal throne and shatter the power of their foreign kingdoms.
Ja ma paiskan ümber kuningriikide aujärjed, kaotan paganate kuningriikide võimu.
I will overthrow chariots and their drivers, horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his brother.
Ma paiskan ümber sõjavankrid ja nendel sõitjad. Hobused ja ratsanikud langevad maha mees teise mehe mõõga läbi.
On that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel.
Sel päeval ütleb väga teissand, ma võtan sinu, mu sulane Zerubbabel, Shealtieli poeg.
Declares the Lord,
ütleb issand,
and I will make you like my signet ring,
ja teen su pitseri sõrmuse sarnaseks,
you,
sest ma olen valinud sinu,
declares the Lord Almighty.
Ütleb väga teissand.
Okay.
Okay.
Weird.
Imelik.
What has this to do with anything with church planting in Estonia or, you know, youth revival?
Kuidas see seotud kirikute loomisega Eestis või kusagil?
Nothing.
Mitte midagi.
I'm joking.
Ante nalja.
See? Well, maybe you don't see, but try to see.
Kas te näete seda pilti?
So, there is a tree that is cut.
Siin on puu, mis on maha lõigatud.
And actually in the prophets before Haggai and Zechariah,
enne Haggai ja Zechariah profeteid,
God used the language of warning.
Jumal annab hoiatuse.
Comparing the land of Judah to the tree. Comparing the land of Judah like to a tree, like symbolically.
Ta symboliseerib Juuda ühele puule.
And he said he's going to cut the tree.
Ja ütles, et seda lõigatakse maha.
Meaning end of story.
Ehk siis see lugu lõpeb ära.
And, you know, it almost signifies like this whole process of growth that God has given to the land, like to his people.
Et seal on nagu suur kasv, mis Jumal on annud oma rahvale.
It's going to end.
See lõpeb ära.
Because of the exile.
Sest pagenduse tõttu.
Where the Babylonians are going to take them into.
Kus Galiloonias, Babyloonialased võtavad nad üle.
Used to be a one beautiful tree.
See oli väga ilus puu.
But now it's cut off.
Aga nüüd see maha rajutud.
No more growth, life has ended.
Elu on läbi.
End of story, dead end.
Lõpp.
It's like an alley with high walls and without ladder.
See on nagu koht, et sul võeti redel ära, sa ei saa enam edasi ronida.
And so why would this be so catastrophe for the Israelites?
Nii, miks see on nii oluline Israelastele?
Let's recap the story from the Old Testament a little
bit. Tuletame meelde selle loo.
You know that I always like the Old Testament recaps.
Nii et Vana Testamendi siis ülevaade.
So first God chooses Abraham from the nations.
Jumal valib Abrahami rahvastest.
And then he promises that from the descendants of Abraham God is going to well send the Messiah.
Ja Jumal lubas, et läbi Abrahami soo tuleb Messias.
And that was to, you know, specify a promise that God has given earlier.
See oli lubadus, mis Jumal on ka varem annud.
Because you remember in Genesis 3:15 God gives a promise.
Sest juba Moose raamatus Jumal annab lubaduse.
He says that there is going to be somebody.
Tütse, et seal on keegi.
Who is going to come from the lineage of the woman, bloodline.
Kes,
and he is going to do what?
Kes tuleb ja ka, mida ta teeb?
He is going to crush the head of the serpent.
Ta rajub lömastab selle maa pea.
And then he is going to be bit to his heel.
Ja see madu hammustab tema kanda.
But in, you know, in short, that just means that the power of evil will be broken.
See tähendab, et kurjus on võidetud.
And then obviously as there's more and more and more people,
juhtuks seal on veel rohkem inimesi.
It gets a little bit more confusing where is this promise actually going to happen.
Ja nii, et seal on segadus, kus see lubadus täpsemalt sünnib.
And through whom? And through whom? Question mark. And so then there is like this big body of people.
Nii, et seal on hästi palju inimesi.
And now this bloodline is narrowed into Abraham.
Ja nüüd öeldakse, et see tuleb läbi Abrahami.
But then Abraham's family grows into
Aga
Israel.
Abrahami sugu kasvab Israeliks.
So again, the scope of the people or like the scope where this promise can come true, it's getting larger.
Nii, et see, kus see lubadus tuleb, see suurus on suurem, ei tea, kus see tuleb.
And again, God specifies.
Ja jälle Jumal täpsustab.
Gives like precise coordinates where to follow his plan.
Jumal annab jälle koordinaatid.
So he chooses Judah from the people of Israel.
Ta valib Israelist Juuda.
And the promise is to go forward through the bloodline of Judah.
Nii et minna mööda Juuda sugu.
But then Judah became one of the most powerful tribes of Israel.
Juuda sai üks kõige võimsamaks
rahvaks. The scope gets larger, wider.
Nii et ta jälle kasvab.
And again, God specifies, here is where you can see my plan go forward.
Jälle Jumal täpsustab, but siin läheb minu tee.
And he chooses David. Can you see? No, you can. Now you can. So he chooses David from the tribe of Judah.
Ta valib Taaveti sellest Juuda soost.
And he says that from the house of David, this, you know, figure will eventually rise.
See Taaveti kojast, see Taaveti koljate
roost. So God is constantly helping people to figure out, like, where exactly is your plan going, right?
Nii et Jumal üritab siis juhatada, kus tema see plaan täpsemalt läheb.
But then again, of course, the house of David goes wider.
Aga siis ka Taaveti koja saab suuremaks.
You know, he has a lot of kids and grandchildren.
Seal on palju lapsi ja lapselapsi.
And actually those kings, they desolate the land with idolatry and apostasy.
Ja seal on tegelikult väga palju ka paganust tükib sinna vahele.
And then happens the disaster that we talked about yesterday.
Paganlus.
The exile. Yeah. And so now you can think about it. This can be like an aerial view of a tree, I don't know, from above.
Nii, et sa võib vaelda, et see on nagu see pealt vaade sellele puu läbilõikele.
And now it looks like that God's plan has been, I don't know, cut off.
Ja nüüd Jumal lõikab selle läbi.
And even though David's descendants, some of them will be returning with Haggai and Zechariah and Zerubbabel and Joshua.
Ja kuigi Taaveti järgselt tuleb kuidagi Haggai kaudu tagasi.
There is nothing specific about this promise anymore.
Seal on enam midagi kindlat või
arusaadat. Old promises. Old promises from like long time, you know. Back in the days.
Nii et ainult vanad lubadused on. Ei ole uusi.
So God contextualizes this promise for them.
Nii et Jumal paneb selle olukorra konteksti.
So he's not just saying that there is a promise like 1,000 years ago.
Ta ütle, et seal on nagu mingi hästi tuhande aasta tagune lubadus.
But he's saying that this promise specifically looks like this in this time.
Vaid ütleb, et võt see lubadus näeb täpselt selline väljas praeguses ajas.
And if you want to follow the bloodline that started from Adam and Eve.
Ja kui sa hakkad vaatama seda vene liini läbi Aadam ja Eva poolt.
The one that continued through Abraham and Judah and David.
Mis tuleb läbi Abrahami, Juuda ja Davidi.
If you want to see where the plan is going in this wide world.
Kui sa tahad näha, kuhu see plaan suundub.
Look into the physical person of Zerubbabel.
Vaata Serubabeli lugu.
God's plan towards Jesus.
Jumala plaan Jeesuse poole.
In that moment of history.
Selles hetkes.
Looked like Zerubbabel.
Nägi välja nagu Serubabel.
Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabel.
And Zerubbabel is not even a very cool name.
Zerubbabel ei ole isegi väga lahe nimi.
It actually means that like born in Babel.
See tegelikult tähendab, et sündis Babelis.
Babylon boy.
Babeli poiss.
You know, like he has his roots in the pagan country.
Et tema juured on paganlikus riigist.
But still.
Aga siiski.
Regardless of his, you know, discouragement, because he was one of those who got discouraged in the process.
See oli hoolimata sellest.
Regardless of the discouragement that Zerubbabel was experiencing.
Hoolimata sellest tagasilöökidest, mida Zerubbabel koges.
God still chose him.
Jumal siiski valista.
Chose him for a job that will look like temple.
Valistale töö, mis näeb välja nagu tempel.
But more importantly, he chose him to be the person through which the messianic bloodline will continue.
Ta valis tema inimeseks, kelle kaudu siis messia vereliin edasi läks.
Everybody says I'm a translator's nightmare. So can we give her a round of applause? You are doing well. You don't even understand how much the ones who translate me into Finnish, how much they hate me. So see, you're doing well. Anyway, so God specifies the promise after the exile.
Nii et Jumal pärast pagannust täpsustab oma lubadust.
And the promise continues today.
Ja see lubadus jätkub täna päeval.
So imagine that being an Israelite who is returning from exile.
Ja kui teete, et sa oled Iisraelile pagannus ajal.
You are going to be Zerubbabel now.
Sa oled Zerubbabel.
Can you stand up?
Tule, tõuse püsti.
So then they are like, here he is.
Näe, siin ta on.
The promise in this time looks like this.
Meie lubadus täna päeval näeb siuke välja.
So it was really concrete. It wasn't just abstract, you can say.
See ei olnud mingi abstraktne, see oli väga otsekohane.
The community that is rebuilding. The community that is rebuilding.
See ühiskond, mis on uuesti taas sündimas.
They could look at him.
Vaadake teda.
Shake his hand.
Sulge tal kätt.
And see, okay, here where the plan is going forward.
Ja vaadake, näe, see on see, kuidas plaan jätkub.
And so the tree might be, yes, it might be cut off.
Nii et see puu võibolla on maha löödud.
But there is new life that is coming.
Aga seal on uus elu, mis tuleb sellest.
Actually, in Zechariah, there's another verse.
Seal on ka teine sall.
Where it talks about a new branch.
Mis räägib uuest oksast.
Now I didn't have a picture where I have a cut tree and the branch coming out from there.
Seal on nagu puu ja seal tuleb uus taim, võrse tuleb välja.
But you know what I mean, like the tree can be cut off, but new life can all of a sudden start coming from there.
See on nagu puu on maha rajutud, aga seal sees tuleb uus võrse.
I was just outside.
Ma olin just õues.
And then I saw, you know, just there, you know, next to the pavement.
Ma just nägin selle kõnnide kõrval.
From the little gap.
Kõige väiksemast august asfaltis.
This little thing made it through.
See väike taim tuli sealt välja.
And in the silence of the days.
Ja päeva vaikustes.
It kept growing.
See kasvas.
Nobody was able to prevent it.
Keegi saanud seda peatada.
It was vulnerable in the beginning. It was vulnerable in the beginning. Vulnerable.
See oli alguses väga habras.
But it was growing true.
Aga ta kasvas sealt läbi.
So God was saying to them.
Et Jumal ütleb.
There is a new branch.
Seal on uus võrse.
New form of life.
Uus elu.
It might look small.
See võib olla väike.
It might look weak.
See võib olla näeb nõrk välja.
It might look like a human.
See võib olla näeb välja nagu inimene.
But watch me.
Aga vaata mind.
It's gonna grow.
See kasvab.
It's gonna shine.
See särab.
It's gonna be beautiful.
See on ilus.
Even more beautiful than the previous temple.
Ja veel ilusam kui eelmine tempel.
And so from now on, that will signify that, okay?
Ja nüüd see on selle sümbol.
Okay? Sometimes God's plan looks like that.
Vahepeal Jumala plaan näeb siuke välja.
It's weak and it's small and it's pushing through a dead end.
See on väike, see on nõrk, aga ta läheb läbi asfalti.
It looks like it can be easily killed.
See näeb välja nagu ta oleks kergesti lömatud.
One obstacle or one company stamps on it and it's done.
Ühe sammu astumise kaugusel, et ta oleks lömastatud.
But God protects that plan.
Aga Jumal katkestab seda plaani.
Kaitseb
selle kõikides nõrkustes.
And that plan
ja see plaan,
will go through anything.
See plaan läheb läbi kõige.
It's a new branch.
See on uus võrse.
It will keep growing.
See kasvab.
You build a house on it.
Sa ehitad sellele maja.
It will come through the chimney.
See tuleb läbi korste.
You build a Burj Khalifa, whatever it is, Dubai, highest building on the world, Burj Khalifa.
Okay.
Can somebody say that? Say it from them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ükskõik, mida sa selle peale paned, ta kasvab sellest läbi.
Exactly. You build that on top of it.
Sa paned midagi selle peale.
And it's going to climb through the wall.
See kasvab läbi see laev.
It's going to be on the highest antenna.
See on kõige kõrgema antenni otsas.
In your face.
It's sinu aus.
Because
we don't have this.
Nothing can ever.
Sest mitte miski sa kunagi.
Ever.
Mitte kunagi.
Stop God's
plan. Peatada Jumala plaane.
Ever.
Mitte kunagi.
Not here.
Mitte siin.
Not in Europe.
Mitte Euroopas.
Not in the world.
Mitte maailmas.
Not in your life.
Mitte sinu elus.
It will come through the chimney.
See tuleb läbi korsta.
And it will say, watch me.
Ja ütleb, vaata mind.
Life will win.
Elu tuleb.
Always.
Elu võidab alati.
Always. But life is vulnerable. Vulnerable. I'm struggling with that word. Life is vulnerable. Weak.
Elu on habras.
When human is conceived in their mother's womb.
Kui inimene on eostunud ema kõhus.
Basically, in the beginning, no one knows nothing about that.
Pidid keegi tea selle kohta midagi.
In the same way as you place a seed to the ground.
Samamoodi nagu sa paneks seemne maha.
When life begins, no one knows God.
Kui elu algab, keegi ei tea peale Jumala, et seal algas elu.
For first few weeks, first few days, no one will know anything.
Esimesed paar päeva või nädalad, keegi ei tea midagi.
But when God gives life for it,
aga kui Jumal annab elu,
nothing can stop it.
Midagi sa peatada seda. Et see hakkab kasvama.
Eventually there will be signs of that life.
Ja varsti seal on märk elust. Midagi tuleb pinnale.
Again, something weak. Destroyable.
Midagi nõrka, mis võib kergesti katki minna.
Something that needs attention midagi, and nurture.
Midagi, mis vajab tähelepanu ja toit, hoolt.
Something that needs intention.
Vajab sihipärast hoolitsust.
So when God talks about Zerubbabel,
nii, kui Jumal räägib Zerubbabelist,
he said, not on my watch.
Ütleb, et mitte siis minu juuresolekul.
I will complete my temple.
Mina viin oma templi lõpuni. Ja ma kasutan päris inimesi selle teos. Inimesed, kes on võibolla mitte väärt seda. Aga selle pointi on kunagi, et kas me väärime seda. Sest et see on vaid, et Jumal on ustav oma lubadustele. Nii et ei ole võimalik, et seal ei ole võimalik.
You understand? There ain't no way that there ain't no way.
Kas sa saad aru, et seal ei ole võimalik, et see ei ole võimalik?
Because any type of thing that you try to put in front of God's plan.
Sest ükskõik, mis sorti takistuses sa paned Jumala plaani ette.
Always be somehow overcome.
See alati saab sest kuidagi üle sellest takistusest.
Some of you have seen this picture before.
Mõned on sa pilti varem näinud.
This is my dear brother in Christ.
See on minu vend Kristuses.
Our first friend in our community who got baptized 5 years ago.
Minu esimene friend, sõber piirkonnas, kes sai oikuse kirikus, kes sai ristitud.
Background in party life and, you know, life without God.
Tema elu taust on pidutsemine ja elu ilma Jumalata. Pikk jut lühikeselt, ta avas selle tolmuse piibli, mis keegi oli talle annud. Mees bussipäätuses. Kes tõi ta ühe maja juurde, väikse maja. COVID-i ajal.
When it looked like, you know, the destiny of Finnish youth work is going to be soon finished, give it 5-10 years.
Kus nägi välja, nagu noord saab otsa.
He was looking around suspicious.
Ta vaatas ringi kahtlaselt.
But then something happened.
Aga siis midagi juhtus.
Long story short.
Pikk jut lühikselt.
Became his church.
See sai tema kirikuks.
Got baptized.
Sai ristitud.
Today when me and Joe are preaching, you know, Joe is in Sweden and I'm here.
Mina ja Joe oleme nüüd jutlustajad, tema on Rootsis, mina olen siin. Ja et see kõik juhtus siis oikuse kirikus.
For me, Eli is like the first little sign of life.
Minu jaoks Eli on nagu see esimene märk elust.
To be honest, Eli is way too muscly to be compared to the Daniel.
Kus olla, ta on liiga musklis, et teda võrrelda selle võilillega. Ta on suur poist.
I want his biceps, guys.
Ma tahan tema biitsepsi.
I'm working on it.
Ma töötan selle kallal.
I need that stuff.
Ma vajan seda.
Need
võib-olla mitte see. No, kunagi ta oli võib-olla kõhnakese.
Anyways, he was sign of that life.
Nii et oli märk elust.
And the story has progressed from there.
Ja elu on progresseerinud sellest.
Last autumn, so after I was in Estonia. Last autumn, so after I was in Estonia.
Nii et eelmise aasta kevadel, sügisel.
Well, you cannot see this, but it's okay.
Ta võib-olla ei näe seda pilti.
There was a baptism of a friend.
Seal oli minu risti... sõbra ristimine.
Friend whose process had also been taking like 5 years. Friend whose process of faith had also been taking for about 5 years.
5 years. Tema usu teekond oli ka umbes 5 aastat.
And now God had done something in his life.
Ja nüüd Jumal on teinud midagi tema elus.
And he chose to be baptized.
Ta otsuses saada ristitud.
And there is Eli.
Ja seal on Eli.
Baptizing him.
Ristimas teda.
No, with us.
Meiega koos.
And so something that, you know, was beginning before.
Ja midagi mis
someone who was like a sign of beginning in the before.
Ja keegi, kes oli alguses lihtsalt märk algusest.
Is now helping to deliver other spiritual babies.
On nüüd aitamas järgmisi tooma usu juurde.
And again, the story
ristides.
This guy was very similar, you know.
Need see inimene oli väga sarnane.
The beginning stages of faith, they were kind of like weak and unstable.
Ka nende algus oli selline nõrk ja habras.
Over these years, they're up and down.
Kõik need aastad olid tõusud ja mõõnad.
Sometimes super hard blocking, you know.
Vahepeal väga tugevad perioodid.
Half year later, gone, rapture.
Et vahepeal oli väga, väga tugevalt usklik ja siis järsku kadus ära.
Half year later, again blocking.
Siis jälle pool aastat hiljem tagasi. Pool aastat hiljem ja läinud. Ma mõtlesin oma peas. Kas see üldse kunagi hakkab töötama? See nagu liigub edasi tagasi. Aga mul oli kindel tunne teha mida? Jääda vait. Jää vait. Ole vaikselt. Ja lihtsalt ilmu kohale, kus Jumal tegutseb. Kui ta ei vaja seda, siis mine. See kord tuli uuesti. Ma olin kahtlustav. See on nagu õis, mis kunagi päriselt ei lähe õide. See kord on midagi teismoodi. Ma ei märka seda alguses. Miks?
Because again, when life is born, you don't succeed immediately.
Sest kui elu algab, sa ei näe seda kohe.
But anyway, like, I could see that there was more consistency.
Seal on rohkem jätkusuutlikust.
And then something that was a very much of a sign of this transformation was the increase of spiritual warfare.
So, ja mis oli selle transformatsiooni põhiline asja, siis vaimne
warfare. Spiritual warfare. So when warfare. Devil attacks.
Saatana rünnakuid oli rohkem.
Oh my goodness.
Oi, oi.
Like
Saatan oli meeldinud see. Midagi oli päris.
First his company, a business mate, basically took €1,000 money from him.
Ta võttis tuhandeid euro, tema sõbrad võtsid tuhandeid eurosid temalt.
God gave him a conviction to leave that company.
Jumal andis talle nõu lahkudes sealt firmast.
After that, obviously, people of the past will start applauding him.
Muidugi pärast inimesed tema minekust hakkas teda kummitama.
And then he, you know, he locked in and he gave his life to God and then he baptized him.
Aga siis ta keskendus Jumalale ja ta sai ristitud.
Right after that his Airbnb got robbed.
Siis järgmisena tema Airbnb, selline hostel moodi asi, sai murti sisse ja varastati kõik.
And 2 weeks later.
Ja 2 nädalat hiljem.
I'm getting a call.
Ma saan telefoni kõne.
My day off.
See on minu vaba päev.
He's like, what? And he's like, someone just tried to kill me.
Keegi just üritas mind tappa.
I said, what do you mean?
Mida sa mõtled?
He's like, I'm hiding behind a van.
Ma olen peitmas suure auto taga.
There's a man with an axe that is chasing me.
Seal on mees kirvega, kes ajab mind taga. Mida?
What?
Mida?
And I'm like, where are you?
Kus sa oled?
It's 1 hour, to east from Helsinki.
See oli mingi 1 tunni kaugusel Helsingist. Tema osa tööst oli vahetada tuletõrje neid signaal asju. Ja ta oli koputas uksele.
And then he had this weird feeling.
Ta oli imelik tunne.
Bad feeling, no?
Halb tunne.
And then he heard the voice in his head said.
Ja ta kuulis oma peas häält ütlemas. Jookse!
And so all that moment he turned around.
Ja sel hetkel ta pööras ümber. Lihtsalt näha oma vaadad oma silmanurkas. Et seal on mees kirvega. Ma küsitab, et ma hakkan tapma sind. Ja ta jääb teda koridoris taga ja ta jookseb oma elu eest. Ta murrab oma telefoni, oma jala. Peidab suure auto taha. Ja see mõrtsukas on rõdu peal vaatamas, kus ta on. Ja seal oli 8 politseiniku, et seda meest kätte saada. 8 politseiniku.
Now, I'm not saying that this guy was necessarily demon possessed.
Ma ei ütle, et see mees oli kuidagi teemonid täis.
But I'm also certainly not saying that he wasn't.
Aga ma ei ütle ka, et ta ei olnud.
God knows.
Jumal teab.
Either way, that day again.
Et sel päeval.
I called Eli.
Ma helistasin Elile.
Our friend was almost killed.
Ma sain, et meie sõber oli peaaegu tapetud. Ta oli just teel tööle.
He said, wait, I'm going to call my boss and I'm not coming.
Sa said, oota, ma helistan oma bossile, et ma ei ole tulemas.
In half an hour.
Pool tundi hiljem.
He was on my yard.
Ta oli.
We were on the way to the hospital.
Ta tuli minu aeda ja me läksime koos haiglasse.
I will never forget this moment.
Ma ei kunagi unusta seda hetke.
When we were there.
Kui me olime seal.
You know, somebody who's just taking steps of faith.
Keegi oli ikkagist veel võtmas neid usu samme.
When he had the Eli.
Kui ta kalistas Elit.
Brotherhood, that was the definition of brotherhood,
right? Vendlus.
So important to show up.
Nii oluline on ilmuda kohale.
Show up in the moments that people need.
Ilmu kohale, kui inimesed vajavad.
So important to keep on believing.
Nii oluline uskuda,
even
loota.
When the devil is fighting against God's plans.
Isi kui saatan on võitlemas Jumala plaant vastu.
Obstacles and opposition.
Isi kui seal on takistused ja igasugused takistused.
Just say no to that in the name of Jesus.
Ütle ei Jeesuse nimel.
And say life will win.
Ütle, et elu võidab.
Life will win.
Elu võidab.
I mentioned to you about Iceland yesterday.
Ma rääksin teile Islandist eile.
And Ivo and Ashley, of course, are there on the right side.
Ja Ivo on muidugi seal vasakul pool.
Sorry, left side. You know. So, yeah. This is a youth community of Iceland on the second time when we were doing like a little mission trip there.
See oli siis teine kord, kui olime seal missioni retkel.
But again, it looked devastating for them.
See nägi halb välja nende jaoks.
Carly is it, was a youth leader at that point. Carly Fredrickson, a very good friend of mine.
Carly oli seal noorte juht ja väga hea missionär.
And basically, she found a couple of friends, Pia and difficult name.
Try
it. You know how many times I've tried to pronounce that name. Honest.
Poor. Kaks inimest oli seal.
Two friends.
Kaks sõpra.
We were praying.
Me olime palvetamas.
Because it looked really bad.
See nägi väga halb välja olukord.
I cannot tell you much about the context.
Ma ei saa rääkida teile kontekstist.
Maybe Ivo can teach you one day.
Võibolla kurjus saab teile päeva lõpet. Ivo! I heard Ivo. Ma kuulsin Ivo. Sorry. Ivo, Ivo. Võibolla Ivo saab teile rääkida mingil päeval. Ja ma loodan, et me teeme ürituse, kus kõik Islandi inimesed on teile tulnud külla. Ja ma küsime Karlilt, et mida me saaksime seal teha? Ütles 15 inimest tooga. Saab tuua 15 inimest sinna. Et see on terve Islandi nagu see vähe inimesi. Aga ma küsin selle, aga mis oleks see ülim unistus, mis võibolla tundub võimatu, aga mis on see ülim eesmärk? Ütles 30 inimest. Nii me palvetasime 37 inimest ees.
Ezekiel 37, where this is prophecy, where, you know, Ezekiel speaks life over the valley of dead bones.
Sest et Ezekieli 37. Peatükkis räägib elu läbi palvetab elu. Need neljapäeva hommikul meil oli hetk õpilastega. Seal on kirikukool Islandil. Ja me seda hoidsime käes kinni ja palvetasime. Ei midagi erilist. Tavaline palvehetk. Ma ei tea, mis juhtus. Aga sel hetkel püha vaim ilmus meie hetke. Inimesed tundsid seda emotsionaalselt. Seal ei olnud mingid muusikat või mingid tossumasinaid. Ei mingisuguseid tulukesi. Lihtsalt palve. Ja sel hetkel 20 veel inimest registreerus. Me palvetasime 37 inimest. Mis on muidugi võimatu. Meid oli 15. Meid oli lõpuks kokku 50.
Yes. And then on Saturday afternoon.
Ja siis laupäeva pärast lõunal.
We just gathered together to pray again.
Me kogunesime, et palvetada.
And again something happened.
Jälle midagi juhtus.
Just young people in a circle holding hands praying.
Inimesed ringis palvetamas.
I don't know what happened.
Ma ei tea, mis juhtus.
But Holy Spirit just brought through again.
Aga Jumala ligiolu oli jälle lähedal.
Everyone responded.
Kõik tundsid seda.
The people who were there just locked in.
Kõik inimesed keskendusid sellele.
Something happened in that moment that we would say that kind of changed the whole course of the whole thing.
Et sel hetkel juhtus midagi, mis oli nagu murde hetk kogu selles protsessis.
That's a singular moment.
See oli üks hetk.
We all kind of agree that that was the moment when everything changed.
Me kõik tundsime, kogesime, et see oli see üks kindel hetk, kui see kõik juhtus. Murde. Vaikuses.
Silently.
Vaikuses.
Nothing radical.
Ei midagi suurt.
But it led into some transformations of young people.
Aga see viis noorte inimeste transformeerumise.
It led into establishment of like stronger youth ministries and eventually super church came out of that.
See tegi noorte töö tugevamaks, kuni lõpuks selles sai väga suur kirik.
Honestly, I've never heard 14-year-olds pray like that.
Shuv nimeline kogudus sai sellest.
I've never heard 14-year-olds pray like that, like some of them.
Seal oli üks 14-aastane.
I was sometimes thinking like, are you allowed to pray like that? Like, it's so strong. In the name of Jesus, we are proclaiming our love.
Okay, seal oli 14-aastane keegi, kes väga tugevalt palvetas.
I admire that. Young zeal.
Noor zeal.
And just to mention, we just, this is happening everywhere.
See juhtub igal pool.
Again, it's not that there's this huge revolutionary thing that is happening, you know, there are thousands of people being baptized and we are taking the baptismal pictures with drones. No, it's not like that.
See ei ole mingi suur show, kus meil mingi on miljonid inimesed, kes iga päev saab 100 inimest ristitud ja meil on, ma ei tea, mis ime masinad, mis kõik viib seda üritust ellu.
Sometimes it feels inferiority complex, you know, when we are in the Western world. Inferiority, like we feel small. Opposite of superiority complex.
Meil on nagu alaväärsus. Me tunneme ennast taas päiksena. Meil ei ole siin suksid suuri asju.
In Papua New Guinea, there was 300,000 baptisms, guys. This is one country.
300,000 ristimis Papua Kusnia.
And people heard their language spoken like, you know, in their ears when
Ja nad kuulsid oma kõrvus enda ema keelt rääkimas, kui nad kuulsid neid jutlustamas. Kui ma olin Helsingis, vaatavas neid pilte.
So amazing, but like, why doesn't it happen here?
So ma nägin neid pilte ja neid lugusid ja ma olin nagu, wow, nii äge, aga miks see siin ei toimu?
But something is happening here.
Aga midagi ei toimub siin.
It's in a different way.
See on teismoodi.
Revive Europe is an interdenominational organization. Wow.
Refile. Ärkamis Euroopa on üks organisatsioon.
And they have identified that there is something happening in Europe right now.
Ja nad tunnistavad, et midagi on toimumas Euroopas.
In every denomination.
Igas rahvus.
Mostly among the young people.
Noorte seas.
That young people are saying yes to God.
Et noored ütlevad Jumalale jah.
And they say it is more like little fires everywhere.
Ja see rohkem nagu väiksed tuled igal pool.
It's not like it's one huge fire that is taking over everything.
See ei ole nagu üks suur tuli, mis võtab kõik üle.
Little fires everywhere.
Väiksed tuled igal pool.
In this community a little fire increasement.
Natukene seal, natuke seal.
Over there is another one.
Seal on veel üks.
Little fires everywhere.
Väiksed tuled igal pool.
This can be one of the places where there's a little fire.
See võib olla üks koht, kus on väike tuli.
And so, I mean, I mentioned this earlier, like in Ireland, this has happened as well.
Seda on ka Iirimaal juhtunud.
There is our colleague Jefferson, who is working in Ireland.
See on meie kolleeg Jefferson.
Amazing things are happening there.
Imelt asjad toimuvad seal.
Sweden, there are some young people as well that are like really enthusiastic about church planting and attending acts and stuff like that.
Rootsis on väga entusiastlikud noored, kes tahavad teha actsi, ehk siis kirikute koguduste rajamist.
Finland stories I've already told.
Soomes ma olen juba rääkinud.
Denmark.
Taani.
Good things happening there as well, like people are coming together, like young people, and starting to think about replanting churches again.
Taanis noored on kogunemas ja mõtlemas, et kuidas kogudusi rajada.
And Hungary, as I mentioned, now like all-time record in teenager baptism.
Ja Ungaris on teismeliste ristimise rekordid.
So what I'm saying is,
ja ma ütlen,
it's growing.
See kasvab.
And it will not stop.
Ja kui sa ei lõpeta,
and no one will say, that this ends here.
Mitte keegi ei saa öelda, et see lõpeb.
It can look weak, it can look small, it can look insignificant.
See võib meile välja habras, väike, ebaoluline.
But God is in charge of life.
Aga Jumal on elu autor.
When God speaks, life is formed.
Kui Jumal räägib, siis elu sünnib.
And he's speaking life right now.
Ja Jumal räägib elu praegu.
And young generation is responding.
Ja noor põlvkond reageerib sellele. Nii me ei tohiks kunagi ala hinnata neid. See on väga lühike osa.
In Zechariah 4:10 says this. Who dares despise the day of small things?
Kohe? Sest kes pidasid halvaks väikeste alguste päeva?
Since the seven eyes of the Lord that reigns throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel.
On see õige. Sakarja. Ah, on Sakarja.
Nii.
Sest kes pidasid halvaks väikeste alguste päeva, need saavad rõõmustada ja näha loodikivi Serubabeli käes. Need seitse on issanda silmad, need, mis silmitsevad kogu maad.
Some other translations will say, do not despise the day of small beginnings.
Mis ütleb, et ära alahinda väikeste alguste päevi.
I think interpreters basically say that this last stone in Zerubbabel's hand is beating that he is completing that work.
Et see viimane kivi oli nagu, et ta lõpetab oma töö.
So something that started small,
et miski, mis algas väikselt,
will be finished in their lifetime.
See saab lõpetatud nende elu jooksul.
And this is to say, nothing big is big, ever.
Mitte miski ei alga suurelt.
So like when we are talking about like maybe, you know, to young people, like maybe you can start a youth community, a church planning or something like that, it doesn't start big.
Kui te tahate midagi alustada, mingi edeks koguduse rajamist, see ei alga suurelt. See algab väikselt ja tagasi hoidlikult. Ja võib-olla isegi ei õitse alguses.
But God will provide the growth.
Aga Jumal tagab kasvu.
Because Zechariah also says,
sest Zechariah ütleb,
not by might, nor by power,
mitte väe ega võimu läbi,
but by what?
Aga läbi mille?
What?
Mille?
Louder! Spirit!
Läbi vaimu.
Three, two, one. Spirit! So spirit is life. And those small things that start humble, God will bring them into completion.
See ei sünni väe ega võimu läbi, vaid minu vaimu läbi.
So all of those things you might start here.
Need kõik asjad, mida sa siin alustad.
Tartus
või Tallinnas. Võib alata väikselt ja tagasihoidlikult.
Okay.
Ja see on okei.
Okay. So
ma olen ka käinud läbi igasuguste väikeste alguste. Katkestanud piirid gruppe.
Human issues, significant human issues.
igasugused inimprobleemid.
But God will come through time after time.
Aga Jumal tuleb läbi ajast aega.
Nothing begins big.
Midagi ei alga suurelt.
And nothing begins without God.
Midagi ei alga ilma Jumalata.
So to you, my friend, I have a question.
Nii et mul on sulle küsimus täna.
Are there small beginnings in your life?
Kas seal on mingid väiksed algused sinu elus? Mida Jumal kutsub sind hoolitsema ja õnnist toitma?
Now just sit on this for like 10 seconds.
Mõtlen selle peale umbes 10 sekundit.
Because I had an excellent conversation yesterday.
Mul oli üks huvitav vestlus eile.
Where one person said,
kus üks inimene ütles,
I don't want to consume. I want to build and serve.
Ma ei taha tarbida, vaid ma tahan minna ja teenida.
Don't get me wrong, it's good to be spiritually nurtured as well and be in a place of receiving.
Ja see on väga tore olla selles hetkes siin vaimulikult toidetud.
But the work is severely unfinished.
Aga see töö ei ole veel lõpetatud.
And it takes a lot of small beginnings to get where God wants our generation to go.
Ja see võtab väga palju erinevaid väikseid algusi, et jõuda sihile.
But it will start from one.
Aga see algab ühest.
And I am praying.
Ja ma palvetan.
That God will show you what are those beginnings that he is calling you to join.
Et Jumal näiteks sulle, mis on need algused, mida ta kutsub sind ühinema.
Maybe it is even a beginning that you need to initiate.
Võib-olla sina oled see, kes annab selle initsiatiivi.
But the ownership is not yours, it's God's.
Aga sa ei oma seda, see on Jumal. Jumal omab seda.
I'm challenging you today.
Nii et ma annan teile väljakutse.
I actually don't like the word challenge. I'm inviting you today.
Nii et mulle tegelikult ei peeldi väljakutse, et ma pigem kutsun teid.
Just to take a little moment by yourself.
Võtta väike hetk endaga.
Ask from God.
Küsi Jumalalt.
Is there some new life that you want to bring to Estonia or to my town or to my city?
Kas seal on mingi uus elu, mida sa tahad tuua minu linna, minu kirikusse? Või sa tahad midagi alustada läbi minu? Ja kuidas ma saaksin olla avatud ühinema selle sinu plaaniga? Mida mina saaksin teha?
So to summarize.
Nii et kokkuvõttelt.
God's plan will grow through the day end.
Jumala plaan kasvab ka läbi surnud lõppude.
Can you say the name of the building again? Burj Khalifa.
Okay. Et Jumala plaan kasvab läbi ka tupikute.
Put it on top of it.
Sa võid midagi selle peale panna.
It will stand on the antenna.
Ta kasvab antenni otsa.
And so it will always grow through any debt and nothing will keep it.
Ja mitte miski ei suuda seda tagasi hoida. Ta kasvab läbi tupikute.
Big things of God.
Suured Jumala asjad.
They start with small beginnings.
Algavad väikeste väikselt.
And in a personal level, God is calling us to join.
Ja Jumal on meid kutsumas ühinema.
His spirit's work.
Tema vaimulikud tööd.
Not in somewhere else.
Mitte kuskil mujal.
This city.
Siin linnas.
Your university, your high school.
Sinu ülikooli, sinu kõrgkoolis.
Your working place.
Sinu töökohas.
Or maybe somewhere else.
Või kusagi mujal.
But where you are currently at.
Aga kus sa oled praegu hetkel?
Today when you go and look at those dandelions right there.
Täna kui sa lähed õue ja vaatad neid võililesid.
Tell me.
Ütle. Palveta.
Ask from God.
Küsi Jumalt, kuidas ma saan?
How can I join your rebuilding work?
Kuidas ma saan ühineda sinu taasehitamisega?
Yes? No? Okay, don't.
Okei, okay, üks
yes.
Ja.
100% yes.
100% ja.
Come on, let's pray.
Palata.
Tõsena. Dear God.
Kallis Jumal.
Once upon a time, all of us were just in our mother's womb.
Oli aeg, kord, kui me olime lihtsalt väiksed ema kõhus.
We were helpless.
Me olime abitud.
To a certain point of time, invisible, almost.
Me olime isegi peaaegu, et nii väiksed, et nähtamatud.
But still yet you brought our lives into this world.
Aga siiski sa tõid selle elu meile.
And here we are standing today.
Ja nüüd me siin seisame.
Asking your spirit to help us to align with your will.
Paludes sinu ligiolu, et me oleksime kooskõlas sinu tahtega.
We understand that we are not perfect or excellent.
Me mõistame, et me oleme puudulikud.
But again, this was not the point of the Bible ever.
Aga see ei olnud Piibli mõte.
You chose to step into our mess.
Sa otsustasid astuda meie segadusse.
To change us through your work.
Et muuta meid läbi oma töö.
And use us regardless of our mistakes.
Ja sa kasutasid meid hoolimata meie vigadest.
I pray that give dreams.
Give dreams
to this room.
Ma palun, et sa hoiaksid neid unistusi siin ruumis.
Give dreams that or vision. Give a vision for everyone's hometown and for everyone's home city.
Et sa annaksid visiooni ja unistusi me igal ühele meie kodukohas.
Give us sense of what you want to do.
Anna meile arusaamise, mida sa tahad teha.
Give the courage to join it.
Anna julgust sellega ühineda.
The resilience to stay in it.
Ja vastupidavust püsida.
And the humility to grow through it.
Ja tagasihoidlikust, et kasvada läbi selle.
Jesus, we want to surrender to you.
Jumal, me tahame sulle alluda.
We want to ask you to be the Lord of our lives.
Me tahame, et sa oleksid meie issand.
And we want to ask you to guide the work that you want to be done in Estonia.
Ja et sa juhataksid seda tööd, mis toimub Eestis.
And I pray God that you will start new beginnings.
Ja ma palun, et sa alustaksid uusi elusid siin.
And I pray that we can all join your rebuilding process.
Ja me võiksime kõik ühineda selle ärkamisega.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nime läbi.
Amen.
Amen.